The painted ones had given up any idea of warfare since the chieftain had fallen. They draped themselves over the high branches, wailing and moaning. Nocco, whom they had already been introduced to, leant on his war hatchet, shaking his head.
You can't fight scringing beasts like that, lad.
Tuggerbruster still thought that he was in the right.
Heh, say, Zoo, the only good painted rats are dead. I say finish them all off.
Nocco grinned, winking at the shrewd chieftain.
Listen, mate, you go a-slaying all those painty ones, and all you'll get is whatever loot they've got on them. What gain is there in that, eh?
Samulus liked the ragged mouse chief.
So, what do you suggest we do, sir?
The Gonfalon leader explained readily.
Well, my old mate, what I'd do first is to get him down out of those trees. Then I'd make him take us to their hideout, that five-topped oak. I'll wait till they got plenty of loot stowed there, enough for us all to divvy up between us. How's that for an idea?
Bosey nodded.
Sounds like a bunny scheme to me. But you still haven't told us what we do with yon bunch.
Humphrey's voiced a sensible suggestion.
If you excuse me saying, I think it might be better to march the painted ones, off from the ride out, right to the flatlands beyond Redwall.
Samulus was beginning to see the merit in the young hedgehog's idea.
Of course. Then we scatter them to the four winds on the open plains. Without a woodland full of trees to hide in and with no one to lead them, the painted ones will be a threat to no beast any more.
Skipper chimed in.
Oi, then we can spend the rest of the summer at the Abbey with all our new friends, feasting and singing to our heart's content, mates.
Bosey brightened visibly at the mention of Redwall feasting.
Och, now, that's what I call a canny scheme. I suggest we put it into practice forthwith.
The Laird of Bolaney's enthusiasm squashed any arguments. Every beast set up a hearty cheer. Spingo latched onto Bisky's paw, overjoyed at the prospect of visiting Redwall.
Ain't it exciting? I'm finally going to see where me ancestor guns came from.
Bosey put up his sword, calling up into the trees.
Your lives will be spared if you come down here now without weapons. Do you surrender?
There was no question. The good beasts had won the day.